Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Surprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
What the business is, man, it's your boy DJ Season, and you in tune to the sounds of the Puppet Master, you dig? What it look like? Holla for the boy. Yeah.
Yes, I gotta get this cake. Hey. My grind all the time, every day I don't fake it. Hey. In the back of my mind, people telling me
we made it.
But most of it is shady. The haters, they all lazy. Trying to take everything that I make, what I'm making. Never turn your back on the hood, they'll forget you. Love my city, cause the hood rocks with you.
Never gonna stop. I love my.
Never turn your back on the hood, they forget you. Love my city, cause the hood ride with you.
Love my city, cause the hood ride with you.
I love my city, and everybody in it. And I'ma keep hustling till the rims stop spinning. I love my city.
I'm live from the motherfucking mouth away, nigga. Dope boy swag, them hoes love my motherfucking swag, nigga. Now it's on my soda baggage. Yeah,
I might die, I need a snowboard. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online, that mean I'm eating good. I got new crackers taking bitches of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy, okay, it's all good. I ball through it outside like an all should. Cause you smell it.
I got it. security. Am I holding down this 40? Is this 40 holding down me?
Life is different now. elbows. Oh, yo, you go, girl, hit the drove. I got some more, girl, get in your stance. I hate this little bitch on the dolls, but I wanna see y'all. Yeah, baby, like that. Man, if she's clap, damn, that ass back. Come on, shake with me. I wanna see you two-step, not drop with me. Come on, shawty, keep up to the top with me. We gon' bring the roof down, now pop with me. And that's how we do, baby. Go two, that's how I do. Man, the girl jump on it, bro. How about you? Now get it, lock it up. Champagne shots of Patron. Hold up your cup, throw up your drink. The damn flow pack, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Got the party rockin' insane. Dope as a go-getter's all ready to pay. Tools in the crowd, lights on deck. Mouth full of gold teeth, chains on their neck. Everybody rockin', everybody groovin'. Doin' their two-step, doin' what they doin'. I took it to the flow, have a good time. Speedy, we stroke, came to get down. It's the party, y'all, me time.
Get high now.
Fuck me in the West Coast, making it dope. It's on a
the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
Baby, let's exercise. pay is done. Better than over, cause the toes so nice. See streams dropping, get a pussy spray popping. Amtrak, her all the way to the top. It's something true, I cocked up Boston. Rubbed on me, hell yeah, I'm all in between. Fuck that mole, baby girl, just scream. Come a little close, I'ma come on your feet. Make it through the square while you fucking in that squirt. Drop to the switch, now show me what it's worth. You want a real fast, then you want a real rough. Six digits, yes, me fucking like a shrine.
Now we can chew it all damn nine. But they can't beat you in your thighs.
No.
Any position that you lie. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise. Now we can chew it all damn nine.
Yeah, you see I got a new song. Mama so fat, the girl thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love zone. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a dope boy stream, I have to say I can dig it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They done put me on the top, be super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his clit. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on them. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all in God's time.
That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Girl, take it on. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back.
And lower. All right, people, y'all already know what the fuck time it is. Happy New Year, goddamn it. Happy motherfucking New Year. I don't know, I lost my goddamn countdown, though. I did have my motherfucking countdown. But I done lost it. So I got to download another damn New Year's countdown so we can do the fucking official countdown. So, till I do that, go ahead and get this party motherfucking started. Scooby doo, Scooby doo doo, Scooby doo boo boo.
What up? Smell so good.
Nothing yet, man. Hold on, problem. Let me try to get something right. Get the New Year's popping right. Get the New Year's popping right. Oh yeah, man. Is that it?
¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
Oh.
No, that ain't it.
Oh, my Espanola people out there, that's Happy New Year in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Get the old background started, y'all. Here we go. Get this old background started. God damn it, Goofy. Shit. Now I gotta break the music. Just when the party gets started, people want to put the dick in the mashed potatoes. There you go. All right. Happy New Year. Now I got to switch my whole New Year version up because this mofo flipper. Introducing, hailing out of one corner of San Jose, California. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, it's the new year somewhere in the world.
Bill, go ahead and pop this bottle. I already popped the bottles, man. We gotta pop these bottles.
Hey, brother. Yeah, New Year. Oh, Happy New Year to all the new hoes I'm gonna fuck this year.
That's real, man. Pop the bottles, people.
Hey, smell it. Before I get off to any mischief and all this other bullshit, I just want to say Happy New Year, my brother.
That's real, and, my brother. Happy New Year, man.
And, you know, there's going to be a party at the Bones House tonight. again. We had the Christmas Eve, straight low 186 point deuce holiday bash, and now we're going to have the straight low and 186 point deuce bring it to the new year with the bang bash.
Let me give the music that they will be needing for tonight, people.
Yeah!
Oh, Goofy Bone! Straight up, man. Y'all need to go to the Goofy Bone. You understand? AKA Raffle Bone, goddamn it. So, yeah. We have some haters up in this mofo here. Yeah.
Snail.
Give them a fucking dog.
Guess how many people I had last time in my Christmas bash?
Your house only hold 100, so.
Yeah, I had more than 100 people over here.
Yeah,
and now we're expecting 300 plus.
And you know what, man? I'm really kind of pissed off because it's only 118 bucks to fly to Cali.
118 bucks.
$118, man. You know, ever since we went to Las Vegas. Travelocity been sending me all kind of, man, they sent me a deal to go to Hawaii for $282.
Goddamn!
No fucking, I say.
Who's that in the background? Is that Party Time?
Man, we got, hold on, man, I forgot. I got to beam a nigga on board, too. Hold on. We got Party Time up in here. It checked in ass.
Hey, Happy
Wood
New Year, Party Time.
What's up, nigga? What's up with you? Party Time.
Yeah,
not so good.
Yeah,
what
you
up?
Know
Ash
how we're doing.
In the building.
What up, Ash?
What up,
Ashwood?
Yes, sir.
Ashwood.
Don't forget the two zeros.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
It's going down, man. Let everybody hear you, man. Let me go ahead and do another one, man. Here we go.
Hey, we gotta do a countdown real quick.
Oh, yeah. I can't pop the bottle.
Shit,
yeah, all right.
Pop
you know me. No me. I'm gonna pop it off. I'm gonna pop it off. All right, we're gonna do it. This goddamn countdown, man. Everybody ready for the countdown, man?
How
everybody bringing the New Year here? I know, me personally, I'm going to be at motherfucking Coco's Lounge.
Shout out to Coco's, man. Hey, you call me from Coco's because I'm going to be doing something here, you know what I mean? So, shit. Do it worldwide.
Be louder than a motherfucker. So, you know we going to be jamming. And these punk-ass bitches would tighten up. I do the shit live from the damn club.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I can do the video and all that shit live in the club, but I don't know what the hell they be up with them, man. They be with that bullshit. They want to take the club to the next level and shit. They want to stay in the goddamn Bedrock Ages and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hey, well, first off, everybody out there in Tampa, everybody out there listening, happy motherfucking New Year.
Yeah, right.
And the only thing I'm thankful for is my new friends that I met this year. That's the only thing. This whole year was a fucking... was a hell in a handbasket, was a rip-off year. But you know what I'm saying? I thank God that I met DJ Smell So Good, Potty Time, motherfucking Ashwood in the motherfucking house, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Much love to all y'all, and y'all have a good new year. And I love the background music. Who's that, Kenny G?
Yeah, you know how that is. That's the only time you're going to hear some motherfucking Kenny G, goddamn.
That's
that
gangster shit right there.
He be rocking now. He be rocking, but that motherfucker put me to sleep. I can't do too much goddamn.
Now, I got
Kenny.
A question. Yeah. While all of us bringing in our New Year's, Goofy, you still got to wait 3 motherfucking hours.
I didn't even think about that. How the hell I'm going to call you talking about having New Year's? Like, what?
Like, brother, come on. I got a couple more hours.
You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? It's 9 o'clock. We ain't even fucked up yet. People just getting here and shit. Like, damn.
To be honest with you, when it's your New Year's, that's when my party starts.
That's
what
I'm
saying. Yeah, true that. Because you were lying with the world. You were lying with the world.
We had 400 beers. We had 400 beers at my last party, and I only walked away with a 10-pack. Out of 400 beers.
Damn, y'all some motherfucking Mexicans for real.
Oh, man, we had Mexicans, we had Asians, we had we had some Blackskins up in the motherfucking house. We had every race up in this motherfucker, you know what I mean? Goofy Bone, I mean, when I say I fuck the world, I fuck the world. I got everybody's race up in here, you know what I mean? So it's like, there ain't no just, oh, this is just a Mexican event. Fuck that shit. If you want that, it's down the street. But I'm saying, shit, we're going to do it live here at the Bone Pad. Shit. That's all I can say. Yeah, fuck it. Hey, but much love to Tampa, man. You know what I'm saying? I was on Tampa Rap the other day. So much
yeah,
love.
Yeah, yeah, tagging it out. Appreciate that. I mean, Joe
shit,
G doing a real big. Get, you're kind of pissed off, though, man. Honestly, I mean, if motherfuckers did that in your city, I mean, and came to the club every fucking, you know, Tuesday night and filmed your motherfucking ass, and the only thing they asked you to do was pay $5 and go register for a free fucking account online and post your goddamn music.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So rewind that. You have to pay $5?
Well, to go and perform at Coco's.
Oh, shit. Here's 20. Let me get 4
you feel me?
Fuck.
And then come up. You get 10 minutes to do your shit. We videotape it live, you know what I'm saying? And then we put everything back on the website. But these two motherfuckers act like they don't know how to register and shit. You know what I'm saying? To a goddamn website. He told me something, well, let me put an instruction manual and all. No, fuck that. Because all these motherfuckers still got MySpace pages, though.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what you need to do, Smelly, is you need to make like a card, and every time they pay you the $5, be like, here, register yourself on Tampa Rap. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah,
that's
blah.
Give us 10. We're registered for your ass.
Yeah. Well, hey, I ain't thinking about that now. We could charge them a little $5 extra and we'll.
Yeah, you just say, hey, you want your videos uploaded and shit? That'll be an additional 10.
If I got to do it,
yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers don't care. They'll pay it. $10. I'll do it.
Hey, but I'll tell you something right now, Smelly. The shit's hitting the fan over here in Cali. So I might just make an appearance out there at Coco's Lounge.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Well, you know, everybody always supports outside the box, so, you know, hey, that's the good look. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nah, I mean, shit, I got to escape out of here because they're trying to nail me with some bullshit. They're trying to take everything that
shit.
I got.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Shit.
But if they do, fuck it. I'm going to sell it before they take it.
You know that.
So fuck.
You always got a home in Florida, brother. The dirt.
Believe me, man. I'm shit. If this shit goes right the way the lawyer says it should be going, man, everything will be A-okay. But if it don't, and these motherfuckers try to pull some motherfucking espionage shit on me, I will take a trip out there, Smelly. I'll hang out for about a good couple months until I get on my feet. But believe me, brother.
Oh, yeah, down in the dirty South for real.
I feel like a murderer. I feel like a murderer who haven't even murdered and got charged for it already. You know what I mean? It's like, damn.
You might not want to come down here then, because,
come to
that's
Florida.
That's the way they operate down here. Shit. He's my
believe me.
Crooked.
I'll be the Mexican that can't speak English.
No, that's so wrong. That's wrong. Shit, they might welcome him down here just to spite Kelly.
But like I told you, Smelly, they ain't gonna trip on me if I be walking in Coco's Lounge and be like, hey, I'm looking for Smell So Good.
Well, they know Smell So Good, the only one that bring real niggas up in there.
I had a dream the other day that I went down there and like Party Time was in the front with a couple cats and I'd be like, hey, I'm looking for Smell So Good. And then Party Time got all crazy and be like, oh, you want my motherfucker homeboy? What's up, man? What's up? I'd be like, nah, man, I'm just looking for DJ Smell So Good.
Oh. Say something. We'll get down like that.
Hey, man, you know what I mean? It's like, shit. Because I know if a motherfucker be coming around and be like, hey, where the fuck's Goofy Bone at? One of my partners would be like, what the fuck you want my homeboy for? Screaming like that shit. You know what
That's
I mean?
Real. That's real. You can get a little loud.
Believe me, Smell, I'm going to try to make it out there. If you're over here claiming that it's 100 and something bucks, well, that's only a good 10, 15 CDs, and I'm gone.
Yeah, bro, I was like, what? I said $118. It was $286 with round trip and hotel.
He should have said something. We'd have been on our way yesterday.
I said, I'm on the radio, homie.
Hey,
you know what time it is. Bo Weezy, everybody. Shouts out to my nigga Bo Weezy, Mr. Rush. Rush.
Shout out to him, man. Yeah. Shout out to the hallway one Trey up in the motherfucking house. Hey, next time
Party Time. I got my homeboy Goofy Bone from California. I got my nigga Ashwood.
Okay.
You know, we all up in here, man.
What it do, everybody? What it do, everybody? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what it do, partner?
Doing to the best. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I ain't even got
hey, Party Time, next time you see John New, you tell a Goofy Bone lover.
Dude,
that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? We got a hell down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things is popping up for the new year, so you know how we doing it. So you know I got to show some love to my own West now, good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned because we're doing it big, for real.
There you go. It's motherfucking P&P Promotions right there, man. Rappers in. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Mo Better, goddammit. Doing it real big, man.
Mo Better?
Mo
Better, buddy.
Shows popping off at the Improv. I'm telling you, doing it big. We got Gary Owens. I know y'all have seen him in Tyler Perry, House of Pain, and we got he's been in that movie, Little Man with the Wayans Brothers. You know what I'm saying? We also got Bam Bam, Mr. Ken White in the building tomorrow as well. So you know we're doing it big. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, just stay in tune to the radio station. You know what I'm saying? For the most updates that's going down here in the Tampa Bay area, you already know what time it is.
Hey, there you go. Everybody ain't get their tickets, because I got tickets, too, to Gary Owens. If y'all ain't seen this white boy, man, y'all need to definitely check him out. But I got Sunday tickets.
Hey, what's the old boy's name?
Gary Owens.
Gary Owens?
Yeah, white dude. Man, I'm telling you, bro, that motherfucker there is, yeah.
Hey, I don't judge books by covers, you know what I'm saying? They always judge me, you know what I mean? I'm always down to, you know, shit. One time this Vietnamese chick, she looked ugly as hell. But she came to the studio and sung like a bird. You know what I mean?
Nigga, weed right there. Yeah. Hey, man, y'all smell something?
It smells so good.
Are we playing La Bamba for New Year?
What the fuck?
A lasagna song.
Oh, lasagna.
Oh, I thought they La Bamba, huh?
Shout out to the other side of my race, the lasagna eater.
That's what happens, man, if you eat lasagna too, goddammit.
So my expertise,
though. Is
that Michael?
Yeah, you know.
I like Michael. I'm bad.
Come on now. Yeah, you know Weird Al Yankovic, man. That Weird Al Yankovic, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Weird Al Yankovic, you know what I'm saying? Letting y'all know, man, if it get a little dirty. That trash that I got them.
You know, when that song first came out, Goofy Bone would take his shirt off at the club every time. And I'd get in
didn't
trouble.
He say at San Jose? I thought he said San Jose. I thought he said chilling at San Jose. All right, y'all. It is that time.
Play some Greg Fox, man.
It is that time of the hour. Everybody know what time it is.
What the nutty moves
in a game.
Happy New Year somewhere in the world.
Now, this will be a little bit different with black folks. If this was black folks, you'd hear a lot of more gunshots and pow, pow, brr, boom, 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 brr, 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 boom. Pass the weed, nigga, pass the weed. Boom,
well,
boom.
If it's that kind of a party, I don't want to hang out at that kind of party.
Oh, sorry, you know. That's how we get down out here, people. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Spanish.
I thought y'all were the tropical people.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, we are tropical.
You
know what I mean? We are tropical. Yeah, we tropical.
Y'all tropical.
It's nice and warm out here. I hope it's warm out there.
Nah,
oh, hell
Cali
no,
is,
it's cold as hell. It's 59 degrees out here in good old east side of San Jose, California.
No, that's Sunnyvale.
And Sunnyflower.
Sunnyvale, California is 50 degrees right now in good old Sunnyvale. What's your zip code?
Mine's a 95127.
Goddamn.
All right, and we're going, there we go, San Jose, Santa Clara, which one I'm looking at, Santa Clara, Land, Kreishoff, what the fuck
what?
Was that?
95127.
Well, it says Santa Clara.
Like 90210.
Oh, okay, there you go, San Jose, Cali. Yep, 52 degrees, people.
52
really?
Degrees? Wow.
Yeah. And make sure y'all watch out tonight, man. We got something real special. If y'all didn't know, every 19 years, you got two moons in one night.
Really?
Yeah, two full moons. You know what I'm saying? Because you know,
in
you
one
only,
night?
In one night. Well, I mean,
there was one yesterday.
Back to back. It was one yesterday. It's going to be one tonight. You know, it's normally only one full moon, you know what I'm saying, each quarter. Every 19 years, though, is a back-to-back full moon.
Damn.
So tonight, you're going to see another fucking full moon.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Is this a movie where a brother knows more moon culture than another ethnicity? Or how the fuck you say it? I don't know. Don't mind me.
Ethnicity? What? No, brother. This is the Yahoo headlines, man. This
oh, the Yahoo headlines. Hey, did you hear about that meteor that's going to come kill us?
Did you hear about the sponsor that dropped Tiger Woods?
Did
what?
You hear that the stock
exactly.
market lost $12 billion to Tiger Woods?
Shit.
$12 billion just because somebody wants to stick their dick in a snatch. Come on now. Shit.
What? Hey,
I do that every other night, so I mean,
yay!
I'm losing trillions.
I stepped to him and told him, yo, man. What the hell?
Shit.
The damn?
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick
stick
in the
dick in the mouth.
You know? I think that's like one of the funniest clips we got up on this motherfucker, too.
I like
man.
That bitch, too.
Besides the boinks and everything, goddamn milk.
And Timmy.
And boy.
Oh, shit.
Or, and motherfuckers hailing me and shit.
What's up? You guys are watching me right now. My friend brought me over a titty and ass bong, and you smoke out of her asshole. And this shit.
Hell nah. Man, nah. Yeah. On that note, people, don't forget, go out and pick up your titties and ass bong.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
That's real. My name is Goofy Bone.
Happy New Year.
Well, I get into the nutty news update, y'all. Y'all already know what time that is. Nutty news of the day is provided you part by nuttynewstoday.com. Well, your nutty off the ball, off the wall news that you ever hear.
Off the wall.
Yeah, very off the wall. But you only gonna hear that shit here, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Ass. Yeah, let me go ahead and beam this motherfucker off. Alright, clear my lines, clear my lines, clear the air. Even though there ain't no air up here, but fuck it, it's cleared anyway.
Clear the space,
yeah.
Clear the space.
Let's get into some New Year's jingles, y'all. I got a couple of New Year's jingles.
Yeah,
throw my shit on. Get a little festive up in here. There we go. Hey! All right, y'all. I read on the show, I think yesterday, that China got the world's fastest train, right?
They do.
Yeah. Well, so called. But guess what? A smoker stops the world's fastest train. Kind of high technology bullshit is that? A cigarette triggered an alarm that forced a 2.5-hour stoppage. Yeah, nearly as long as the train takes to cover the 1,100-kilometer, 684-mile distance between Guangzhou, capital of Guangdong Province, and the central city of Wuhan. Man, these motherfucking names sound fucked up. I'm talking to a Wu-Tang album or something. Guangdong. Managers of the bullet train, which debuted on Saturday, were unable to catch the smoker, who fled the scene before the alarm sounded. The official Xing, whatever the hell, news agency reported on Wednesday. Smoking is strictly forbidden on the Wuhan Gazu high-speed train, even in the toilet. The spokeswoman with the Guangzhou, whatever the hell, was quoted as saying it could trigger the alarm and even cause equipment failures.
What if I had a blunt?
Yeah, you know, I need to ask them that. TSA finds leaked documents, guess where?
Where?
Uh-huh. On the internet, again.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Good old motherfucking Homeland Security, yeah, right. Washington, D.C., as the government reviews how an alleged terrorist was able to bring a bomb onto a U.S.-bound plane and try to blow it up on Christmas Day. And I can tell you that's because you motherfuckers fired all the goddamn young people and went to the damn retirement homes and got all these motherfucking senior citizens who sleeping on the goddamn job. Yeah. The Transportation Security Administration is going after bloggers who wrote about a directive to increase security about the incident. TSA special agents served subpoenas to travel bloggers Steve Frischling and Chris Elliott, demanding that they reveal who leaked the security directive to them. Frischling said that agents threatened to interfere with his contract to write a blog for KLM Royal Dutch Airlines if he didn't cooperate and provide the name of the person who leaked the memo. But on the front of the goddamn picture, man, it showed this old-ass motherfucking white dude sleep in a goddamn chair. That's your security. And yeah, exactly. Motherfucker security, man. Hello, man. That's my hell. No. You hung up. I'm going to beam your ass up on this motherfucker. You bet you're lucky. You don't play that bullshit. I don't play that bullshit. All right, so let me get back into it. This dude look like Pee Wee Herman. But, yeah, he's not. We're in California, y'all, where Baron Reyes Lopez, yeah, is believed to have jumped from the third-story window. Around 6 a.m., Lopez resurfaced nearby and allegedly killed a dog. Yeah, Julie Danelli, 34, told deputies she was walking her pet miniature schnauzer, Cocaine. Yeah, right, Cocaine, uh-huh. Near the 1100 block of Calle de Cerro, when a man approached her, picked up her dog, choked it, and then slammed the animal into the pavement. Yeah, a few minutes later, deputies found Lopez at the Rancho San Clemente Tennis Club, lying naked on the ground, pouring coffee on himself. Yeah. You're trying to wake yourself up. Hell nah, man.
Dang.
Anyways, Madison, Wisconsin, new state laws limit citizens. Text while driving, yeah, smoking in public, and cooking with artery-clogging trans fat will be that much harder under a bevy of state laws set to take effect around the country on Friday. Yeah, faced with huge budget shortfalls and little extra money to throw around, how the fuck? State lawmakers exercise their inexpensive power to clamp down on impolite, unhealthy, and sometimes dangerous behaviors in 2009. Even toy guns were targeted. Among the most surprising, new laws set to take effect in 2010 as a smoking ban for bars and restaurants in North Carolina. The country's largest tobacco producer that has a history steeped in tradition around the golden leaf. Well, I mean, to me, honestly, unless it's a bar, if you're going to a restaurant, I don't want to smell your motherfucking cigarette smoke. I mean, a bar is one thing. I mean, yeah, we all in that bitch smoking and trying to get high. But, yeah, you come to eat at a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? That's like bringing a dog into the restaurant. It's legal in Germany, and that's why I said that. You know what I'm saying? They bring their dogs into the restaurant. But do you want to be sitting around motherfucking flea-bitten farming? Fuck no.
Nope.
But, you know, you will be culturally shocked if you go over there, because white folks bring their dogs everywhere. I don't give a damn where it's at. Everywhere. Dogs are permitted to go. So, all right, y'all, let's get a little racially motivated. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Racial. Anybody got some racials in their area?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a racial. That's going to be the new word for 2010. We ain't got insurgents no more. We got some racials. We got some racials. We got a PP out, some racials on the 34th block of Chelsea. Yeah, got some racials out there. But guess what, y'all? An email, picture of Obama shining Payless in shoes. Oh, that's cute. It's a reminder that the emails you send at work, yeah, can sometimes come back to haunt you. Stupid motherfuckers, if you send the emails, inappropriate emails at work, any stupid fucking ways, you dumbasses, motherfuckers need to be fired. At least one Colorado Department of Transportation employee. Yeah, it's being investigated for sending an inappropriate email featuring President Barack Obama and Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin. When we got our hands on the email Tuesday, we immediately got contacted by the CDOT. They tell us at least one employee could be fired for this, and we're taking this very seriously, said one of the spokeswomen, spokespersons for CDOT. Damn. And that's the Colorado Department of Transportation people. If you wonder, like, who the fuck is that? Yeah. I wish I had that T-shirt. Bitch, I'd be down here booming it. What? Shit. I go to all the redneck bars and be booming that motherfucker. $20 a shirt. Let me get it. Let me get it. Oh, my bad. I see shit in the face of adversity. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all see a fucked up situation, I see profit and outcome, a positive outcome. You know, hold on, y'all. I smell sexy. I mean, I hear heavenly bells ringing. Let me beam my past up in here. You know, I don't go to church unless church comes to me. You know what I'm saying? So the church comes to me. That's what I'm talking about. Pastor V is up in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all put y'all hands together. You know what I'm saying? Put y'all heavenly hands together. Oh, let me welcome you in the building properly, girl. Hold on, girl. Hold on, girl. Where is that? Where is that?
Where is that?
Oh, there you go. All right, people. I already know. Hell it all the way out of the 786. Miami, Florida. Down bottom, right next to Trick Daddy's pad, not chilling with Trina. She's probably her pastor, though. It's Pastor V, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor V. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome to the show, Pastor. Welcome to the show. Don't be laughing at the pastor. What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that? That's Timmy. I'm sorry, baby. That's Timmy. He laughing at, trying to laugh, get the crowd to laugh with him. You know what I'm saying? What it do, man? What's going on? Happy almost to the New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's. It smells so good. And
party time. Yeah, my homeboy Ashwood is up in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Happy New Year.
Smell.
Happy New Year.
7-6.
Hey, smell.
Uh-huh.
That's a different 786 there, homie.
No.
Yes.
That's the same Miami. 305-786.
That's a different voice from the 786 from the 813.
Yes, it is.
It's a female voice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just picked up on that, bro. My bad.
Watch my DJ smell so good.
Woman, you haven't stopped saying my name.
Trying to let you get catch on to the voice.
Yeah, what else? I started my New Year off early. That's what you're about to do. You know what I mean?
I would love that.
Pat, Listen here, woman.
Stop.
Well, I would drive down to Miami and open up the New Year, correct?
You ain't got
to
go so far.
See it.
It's right here.
No, I don't.
Wait a minute,
yeah,
Pastor V. Pastor V, you married? That's what I want to know. You married?
No.
Oh, why? 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 Nobody can handle you or something. They can't handle your ordainment. Your ordainment.
No.
Your holiness of holiness.
They can't handle it. They keep running from it.
Hey, y'all better tighten up. Tell your truth. Be truth with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can be truth with somebody else. You can handle Pastor B. That's what I'm talking about.
Dang,
I'm an ordained smoker. I'm sorry. So, you know, I can't, you know, I can't go to the other road, you know. But I
Hallelujah.
Love you, girl. I still love you, you know.
And I love you,
party,
too.
Man? Huh? What'd you say, party?
Hey, I mean, out of all this pastor you have called, you still have not identified this caller.
I just said Pastor V 12 times.
That is
times.
Not Pastor V.
No, it isn't.
Give her your name then. Whatever party time pet name shit.
Party time, little sister.
There
yeah,
you go.
What's the party time pet name?
Hey,
party time, little sister.
Oh. The hell kind of is that?
Well, it smells so good. Of all the people in the world, you still ain't caught on to who she said she was?
Pastor V.
No, it ain't.
No. How many names I done switched from?
Hell, that's the problem. Shit, that's the problem. The name I gave was Pastor V. That's what I'm going to keep calling.
Angelisa.
There you go, Pastor Lisa.
And you calling your damn self a pastor. I'm finna hang up. You got to hang up.
You call me a pastor.
You got to hang
call
up.
Me a pastor.
Got to hang up. Time to hang up. I'm sorry. We got some false prophecy going on up in here. Damn, what's up, girl? Hey, all these goddamn times flying under the goddamn radar, boy. I always wonder why I was so turned on by your voice. It sounded familiar and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds that delicious, huh?
Damn, girl. Now you done fucked up my whole dream, girl. I thought I was fucking up with some clergy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You done pulled a goddamn. Yes.
How long y'all gonna be on her own
Captain,
air?
I suggest the Vulcan Mind Probe.
Damn, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that on her, man. I'm gonna have to do that on her. Yeah.
I'm gonna call back in a minute.
Girl,
yeah.
You ain't calling back, woman.
Yes, I am.
All right. I need me to come down now. Well, that where you at though? You down in Miami?
No, I'm back in Tampa.
Oh, you just keeping the Miami area code?
Yeah, she just got
back
from Miami.
All right. Well, check this out, y'all. What's up? You gonna call back in? What's up? You spending New Year's
with me?
Yeah,
I'm gonna call back in.
She's gonna be with us tonight.
Oh, shit. Pop that bottle, girl. Make me pop that bottle. Oh, I'm talking about the alcohol. Talking about the alcohol.
Pop,
let me get
pop,
my
pop
order.
It.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You know me.
But let me call back in a little bit.
All right.
All right.
Playing your outro music, girl. Work it as you go out. Work them hips, girl. Work them hips. I'm talking about work it. Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm all into my fantasy over here. She done hung up like 400 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm just into my fantasy. She was beating my ass off officially, though. Yeah.
See, what caught the surprise was the fact you had Pastor V on the phone.
Yeah, that's what
fucked
me up.
From the same
from the 786. I'm like, that's some bullshit. That is
and
some bullshit.
And he called yesterday on the show, and he still kept calling about. I said, dang, I'm trying to tell him that ain't up.
Hey, let me give a shout out to Miss PC Bone, aka Miss Computer Lady. I got a link, it's a YouTube link that's dropped into the chat room. Dropped into the bridge because I had to sell the chat room. And it features the two-man army that was the Beta Bay Area Idol winners for 2009 over there at St. Pete at the Palladium Theater. And, so y'all, go and check them out, you know what I'm saying? Just giving, my support and congratulations to them boys, man. You know, our youth actually out here trying to do something, you know what I'm saying, positive, man. And, actually got talent, So, unlike motherfuckers who came out to the Pour Out No Talent Showcase. Sons of bitches. It's all right, man. Let me finish this motherfucking shit up, y'all. Because we in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. Shouts out to motherfucking Easy Rider. Yeah, my homeboy Easy Rider over there. Where a man reports home is missing to police. Okay. This is a new one. A Pittsburgh man who bought a house during a tax sale went to check on the property on Christmas Eve, only to discover, it had been torn down. Sorry. Police in Cannonsburg confirmed that Billy Joe Sanders walked into their station the night before Christmas claiming his Pico Street home was missing. But Washington County Recorder of Deeds Debbie Bardella said Sanders frequently buys homes in the county and shouldn't have been surprised. It was rat infested and the roof had caved in. Literally buy little houses and shit, when they had them tax sales for like $100, $200, $300.
But where my money there? You told my stuff down and you didn't tell me.
You know what I'm saying? But no, he got insurance on that old bullshit. Pretty sure he did. That's why he bought it. There would be no other purpose of buying a raggedy ass house that's about to fall unless it's to get the insurance money off of.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah. So just what, y'all, we're going to Germany, where a secret mobile phone code has been cracked. I didn't know it was no motherfucking secret codes to them, but all right. Computer hackers this week said they had cracked and published the secret code that protects 80% of the world's mobile phones. The move will leave more than 3 billion people vulnerable to having their calls intercepted and could force mobile phone operators into a costly upgrade of their networks. Carsten Knoll, a German encryption expert, said he had organized the hack to demonstrate the weaknesses of the security measures protecting the Global System for Mobile Communication, GSM, and to push mobile operators to improve their shit.
I agree with it. Hell yeah. Shit, if they can do it, how many of them?
What you gonna do? Exactly. Bitch, I'm all we over here cracking into y'all shit. All these old white ass nerds we got over here, I'm pretty sure. But see, that's why they don't give a fuck. See, the white boys over here, they about that money. They going into bank accounts and shit. They ain't even talking about hacking into your goddamn email and bullshit. Fuck an email. Yeah, what the hell I care about your email for? You know what I'm saying? No. Motherfuckers is. Yeah. Oh, diabolical. You better watch your hell, Miss Computer Lady. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I ain't finna even put it in there. You know what I mean? She over there cracking the shit, girl. I know you cracking shit. You ain't paying $20 for your cell phone bill for nothing. Oops, I don't let out the secret. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. And I got another story to tell y'all too, man. It's coming up. I'm gonna be switching this up, man. I'm gonna feature this lady tomorrow on the show. I was supposed to have a comedian, but I got some serious shit to actually bring in the new year with. So y'all gonna have to catch that out tomorrow. But little just kind of jump on it. My mother's the founder for the CWAI. I call it CY. It's the Coalition of Women for Abused Inmates. She's been writing like letters to Obama and everybody else and getting responses. Because our brothers locked down behind the walls, you know what I'm saying, really getting fucked up. And, you know what I'm saying, mistreated, misdiagnosed, all this kind of shit. and she's the spearhead person for that. But I had a lady come to the block yesterday and talk to me and put me up on some real serious shit about Tampa General Hospital, which is one of our main hospitals down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, but which is one of the biggest and most crookedest hospitals in Tampa Bay, Florida, besides University Community Hospital. The lady broke down to me, you know what I'm saying, that basically the Tampa General Hospital murdered her daughter. And I'm saying this before I get into this next article. Tampa General Hospital killed her 24-year-old daughter, you know what I'm saying, murdered her at 28, kept in the hospital for over 4 years, lied and forged false documents on her daughter. And in the end, you know what I'm saying, she didn't even get no call to find out that her daughter was at Ray Williams' funeral home.
Hmm.
So when she went to go and, to even see if it was a joke, it was no joke. The hospital had done forged the death certificate. Yeah. And when she went to go view her motherfucking daughter's body, Ray Williams didn't even want to let her view it. But guess what? She said when she went to view the body, her motherfucking daughter's, her daughter didn't have no eyes, no tongue, and her motherfucking intestines, organs had been taken out. Yeah. And that's murder, people. That's murder. So, wait a minute. What the hell? Oh, part-time called me from the mobile. He must be out and about. And so I'm be having her. Her name is Tamika Campbell. I'm going to be having her on the show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, covering just some real shit to open up the new year on some real, you know, just to let you know that the world ain't motherfucking sugar-coated. It's a real fucked-up shit going on. And I know some real shit, you know, I'm going to look up the headlines about Tampa General Hospital. We're going to really kind of go in on them, man, and try to get some help for this lady, you know what I'm saying? That's my whole focus for 2000 motherfucking 10 is also to really turn this damn radio station into a motherfucking awareness camp, you know what I'm saying, and make the world aware of shit that's going on. Justice. Whether it's from Tampa, whether it's from Cali, whether it's from Bucharest, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? You got a problem, hit me up like Bay News 9, and I'm going to do my little part, my little, you know what I'm saying, 2 cents into the whole little, you know, situation, man, because when she told me that shit really fucked me up, because I know for a fact that Tampa General Hospital has a reputation that every one out of every four babies that's born at Tampa General Hospital is illegally stolen from the baby's mother. One out of every four babies born at Tampa General Hospital.
All right.
Wow. These straight up facts.
Give me a phone. Give me a light.
So y'all hold on. Let me turn my porn music back on real quick. You know what I'm saying? If you're naked, do what you do. Happy New Year to you, goddamn it. Hey, I know I probably will. I'm going to take my shirt off tonight at Coco's because it's going to get so hot up in that motherfucker anyway. I'll say it. All right, y'all. We're going to Waterbury, Connecticut. Yeah. Where a funeral home cremates the wrong goddamn body.
No.
Yeah. The holidays, and so y'all, everybody be talking about, oh, man, I had fucked up holidays. I had this. Man, please, listen to these goddamn headlines. You had the best fucking holiday than them old potbelly Africans and shit, you know what I'm saying, actually getting to eat for Christmas. Yeah, imagine that. It was a tough Christmas for the Tucillo family of Waterbury. Their mother and grandmother, Aurelie Tucillo, 95, passed away on Christmas Eve. God damn. Her body was taken to the Buck Miller Brothers' funeral home in Prospect. When the family arrived for her wake Tuesday night, they were shocked to find another woman's body in Tucillo's casket. Yeah, the family called Prospect Police, who together with Connecticut State Police searched the funeral home and found out Tucillo's body had been inadvertently cremated.
That's a shame.
Damn. I don't even know how I get on some shit like that.
How you in it?
That, huh?
How you inadvertently cremated?
The wrong body. But you see what just happened. All right, y'all. Shouts out to His Mustang, you know what I'm saying? AKA my girl up in Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? And two for two to you, girl. But guess what? And really nobody don't give a fuck because this bitch need to die slow. Rush Limbaugh is taken to the hospital with chest pains.
Give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying? You old illegal pill-popping ass dumbass. Honolulu television station is reporting that conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh has been taken to a hospital with chest pains. Reported that the medic responded to a call at 2:41 p.m. for the Kahala Hotel where Limbaugh is vacationing. The station, citing unnamed sources, said paramedics treated Limbaugh and took him to the Queens Medical Center in serious condition. But nobody cares. So, hey, die slowly, you son of a bitch.
Racist.
Anyways, yeah, let's go back to Florida, man, where goddamn girl is 11 and boyfriend. Guess what they did, man? Set their fucking mom on fire. Anybody hear about that? Because that happened here. I ain't hear about that.
You see it on our news.
Right here? I ain't hear it on the news. 11-year-old Florida girl and her 15-year-old boyfriend are accused of plotting to kill the girl's mother by setting her bedroom on fire while the woman slept. Yeah, Florida authorities said Wednesday. Samantha Broadhead and Jack Alt have been charged with attempted murder and arson after the fire Tuesday in Clearwater, about 20 miles west of Tampa on Florida's Gulf Coast. Clearwater Police Department detectives say the young couple poured gasoline on Nancy Broadhead's bedroom floor in bed and then set the room aflame.
This was in Tampa.
Damn, man. Y'all youth, man. Y'all is fucked up, boy. What the hell? Bitch probably talking about she didn't get her goddamn Christmas present and shit. Bitch, I didn't get my Barbie, Mom. I'm burning your ass up. That's fucked up. It is fucked up. But you know what I say? I guess I don't say it. Motherfucking slow ass shit. That's some bullshit. All right, man. It's the official New Year, man. I got to go ahead and do my shit one more time. Fuck it if you don't like it. God damn it. Shit. Here we go, people. Happy New Year, motherfuckers! Happy New Year, motherfuckers! Happy motherfucking New Year! Happy motherfucking New Year! Pop my motherfucking bottle. Pour everybody a glass. Put your glasses in there, goddammit! Damn right. Then right. To wrap this shit up, you know what I'm saying? That includes the Nutty News for the day, sponsored part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Where all your Nutty News comes from. And always, man, don't never believe what the fuck I'm telling you. Read it for your motherfucking self. Speak of toes, goddammit. Ashwood is in the building. Coming right back, man, live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Happy New Year early. Jump off. Thank y'all for coming through and letting me pop this bitch off, man. I'm going to read y'all my description after I come back, though. That's right, let's go.
Ish, nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered.
I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. A few shows, did me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments, need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in DC. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting. Now I'm making beats. Slash
engineering,
clean you up, who's the first contestant? Independent thing, making wise investments. Bob Whitman, this my story. I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax, even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician. See the competition, kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth,
the truth.
I got the sound that'll raise the roof. Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
The moment
The amazing thing about this song is that this song was made in the 1975. Here we are, 2010, and he's talking about the same goddamn issues that we was talking about back in 1975. Huh? Real, man. Shouts out to the Fatback Band right there, man.
What's good? What's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to SFN Visuals. Working on my official Coco's Lounge mixtape. You know what I'm saying? The same vibe in Las Vegas mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And I brought the Las Vegas. It's renamed it. You know what I'm saying? It's actually the Coco's Lounge mixtape. So for 60 tracks, you know what I'm saying, for the official mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to be available online as soon as he, you know, tighten up my little mixtape covers and all that shit. And then so if you want your own copy, man, you know, $5. $5.21. That's how much it's going to cost, because it's $2 for the CD. It's $3 for the goddamn shipping and handling. 21 cents for the tax. Comes all up to $5.21. Ah, yeah, I know y'all like the way I did that shit. So just one of you. I know we're getting into the new year, man, and you know, a lot of shit might be popping off. It might be crazy. It might not. You know what I'm saying? But only thing to do, if it do get crazy, get to the point where you motherfuckers can't handle the shit, man, all I can do is give you the advice that a motherfucker gave to me. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He's gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleeping. That's it.
That's real. So take that advice, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And putting y'all up on game, Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, is doing it real big. Check out www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Yeah, and let's see, January 1st, 2010, for the 5th anniversary of Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC. And that starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you also got a past show. If y'all can go to that same, no. Actually, no, it's a different address. So, yeah, and she got a show tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is going to be the replay of Online Drive Show. If anybody interested, please go and check out the archive, A Woman's Worth, which was last night's episode, and that's at blogtalkradio.com/WDEP, and the number 3, all one word. And also on January 13, 2010, I think it's going to be a part 2 of the topic, Are There Still Any Good Men Out There? No, because they're all with white women. I'm fucking with y'all. That's fucked up, I know. Yeah. She's also inquiring about the, you know, the Blog Talk Radio host reunion that we had 2009 and down in Las Vegas. Goofy Bone had a little accident, and his all his stuff has been fucked up. And yeah, I told him to try to take it somewhere and see if they could recover. He said they I think he tried to, but they couldn't do anything with it or something, and it's shot. So it's all right, you know. Check all that out, and yeah, it'll be going down. And if you're going to be at a club, I know it's kind of crazy to say that on New Year's, but don't get too fucked up, people. You know, they're going to double up on everything in the damn streets. You already know that. I mean, it's going to be, you know, four times more police, you know, everywhere. It's going to be four times many assholes, you know, four times many bad drivers. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you're going to, well, no, I'm just saying, wherever you might be going with us, hell, you might be going to church. Don't have too much wine. You know what I'm saying? Don't be hitting the wine and the crackers too hard. Trying to bring the new year in right. You know, so just wherever you might be, at a friend's house. You know what I'm saying? And a Goofy Bones house. Shit. I already know what the hell's going on. I damn sure need to give some. You know, don't get too fucked up, you know, come from his spot. Because, yeah, Mexicans party hard. Well, not hard. I mean hard. So, yeah, big ups to everybody, though, that's blessed to see this New Year's. R.I.P. to all the fallen soldiers, soldierettes out there that, you know what I'm saying, didn't make this New Year. And, you know, 2010 is coming up, and what we got? Got about, here in Florida, you know what I'm saying, it's going on 2 o'clock. So we got about a 10-hour countdown. Yeah, got about 10 hours to the official countdown, you know, and going to do it real big. So this was the Happy New Year early jump off right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. I'd like to thank everybody, you know what I'm saying, for riding out, man. Don't forget, we got a big show coming up tomorrow. And don't forget, January 1st, man, launches the livestream.com where we're going to be videotaping live from the hood. You know what I'm saying? The new website, WDGE Radio TV, is going to be launching. So we got a lot of things, man. Got a lot of things that's going to be going down, you know, that's coming up for this new year. So everybody look out for that. Look out for that. And we got 5 minutes left till this show. And I want to go ahead and hold on, beam part of time back up in here and play this background music by Act a Fool. Hold on just a second. Beam, goddammit, beam. All right, my beam fucked up, people. I don't know what the hell. Hey, damn switchboard keep blanking the fuck out. I don't know what the hell that's about it. Try this shit again. Alright, we got motherfucking part time back up in the building. And the background music that I'm playing, man, is motherfucking Act a Fool. Alright, my dog got a new song out. It's called DUI, aka Dewey. You know what I'm saying? Don't get no motherfucking Deweys, y'all. Watch yourself on the streets. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, if y'all want to hang out with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, man, I mean, we going to be, it's going to be an evening night. I'm going to get me a motherfucking carton of cigarettes right now. I'm letting you know how it's going to go down tonight. I'm taking my $40 and going to get, shit, $80 worth of blunt. And, yeah. I'm going in big tonight. I'm telling you, it's going to be an ignorant night. I know motherfuckers going to be in the building. I'm going to be in that bitch early. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on the block till about 8 o'clock. And then from there, I'm being up there because I'm getting prepared. the station going to launch it sometime in the middle of January. Because I got to get my funds up to pay for that. But the live stream is going to, shit, I'm going to do something tomorrow off a live stream. So I be in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing my shit for that. And yeah. So time to turn it on, man. And she gonna be at church. Miss Computer Lady says she gonna be at church. And that's what time it is. You see Aunt House and Q Harper with Shelly K concert tomorrow. Don't forget, y'all. If y'all happen to be in the Ohio area, Q Harper, you know what I'm saying? The Shelly K concert is, you know, oh, you alive, motherfucker. Well, pop in at the end time, play some goddamn Gray Fox. Solid Bob ass motherfucker, you. Yeah, much love to all my motherfucking Mexican blacks that get home, boys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that's what we do. And before I get up out of here, man, got 2 minutes. We go ahead and do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. And we're going to leave with Gray Fox. We'll leave with Gray Fox. All right, and y'all already know, y'all. Let me pop this bottle. Pour everybody some glasses. All right, everybody glasses. Yeah, all right, let's do the countdown. God damn it! Here we go. Happy New Year! Yeah! There we go. Bring my goofy home, boy, back up in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Got 90 seconds on me. Gotta run it. Uh-oh. Gotta do another beam, y'all. Fuck. Timmy, get your ass off the goddamn motherfucking Timmy. Hello,
hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
God damn it. Oh, he talking from outer space. Ain't that some new shit for the new year? All right.
I'm hiding a motherfucker. Happy New Year.
There we go. Officially.
Happy New Year, everybody. I love y'all.
That's real, man.
We're
going to
party at the Bones House tonight. I'm already fucked up.
Hell no. You can't get too fucked up too early, bitches. Get there and then you'll be the toothpaste man. And that's the motherfucker that fall and get partied too early and then fall asleep with his mouth open. Wake up with toothpaste all in his shit.
I'm dressed up. I'm dressed up with my mouth open.
All this, all my people's out there, my Spanish people.
¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck she said, yeah.
Feliz Año Nuevo, you know what I'm saying? Happy New Year, motherfuckers. And that's real, man. Make sure y'all be safe. You know what I'm saying? Party hard. Fuck all that. Don't party too hard. Bitch, party like this is your last year.
Don't drink
know.
And drive. I tell you that for damn sure. They going to bust you.
You supposed to drink and pass out where the fuck you at.
Exactly.
And if you ain't doing that, something wrong. So, last song, man, by special request, Dead Dollar Records, goddamn Goofy Bone. Here you go, homie.
Hey, thank
we
you.
Leave.
Happy New Year.
That's real. Happy New Year, everybody, man. Make sure y'all be safe. You know what I'm saying? Stay blessed and unstressed, man. And get fucked up. Get high.
Happy New Year, Miss Computer Lady.
That's real. Computer Lady.
You,
hey. That's real, man. Peace. Oh, you got to stay on the line to hear the song because the show is over with.
that you love me. Oh, but then you bring on those changes that leave me wondering.
Leaving this time.